Well, let me be real specific. And what I'm going to do is just give you verses, and I'm going to split evenly between men and women. And I want to talk about the wife's mandate and the husband's mandate. How can we as wives, first of all, love our husbands with Christ's love? I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. Here's a few ideas, just a few. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will choose to have the priorities. Remember, I analyzed all the passages about marriage and analyzed what God says. If this is our primary ministry, if God says, if you don't do well in this, even your prayers are going to be very hindered. And prayer is communicating with God. It's our life breath. If we can't even communicate with God, if things are out of kilter in our marriage, then I think we ought to pay attention so that our air hose, that our lifeline isn't pinched because we are neglecting. That's why I see a lot of people during these busy years really having dry spiritual lives. They don't realize that God will not bless them if they neglect the home base. And the home base is your marriage. It's not your home. It's your marriage. Your family started with just two of you. It wasn't when you got, you know, that child, you finally have a family. I have so many couples, they say, oh, we're finally a family. No, no. You were a family the moment you covenanted to live the rest of your lives together. And you need, and I need, to focus on this. Number one, I call it the priority of an irresistible home. These are not in order at all of significance. But let me just tell you what I mean by that. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be making her home a safe place, a place of encouragement, comfort, and understanding and refuge for her husband. Your home can be that shining beacon on the hill that beckons your husband to come. It should be the place he would rather be when he's at work and at play. It's the place of refreshment, of renewal, of refocus, and you're the guardian of that place. Just some verses for that. Proverbs 31:11 says this, the heart of her husband safely trusts her, and he has no lack of gain. Did you know your husband, and the verse, if you want to write it down, is Proverbs 31:11. Your husband ought to look at home as that ultimate refuge for him. It's the irresistible place he wants to come to, and I'll tell you what a lot of them don't. Okay? You know what home means? Home means either it's one end of the spectrum, it is such a show place that he'll never feel comfortable, or it is such a dump that he will. You know what I mean? We have both ends of the spectrum. Those that over prepare their home and those that under prepare their home. And then there's even the middle one where it becomes like an airport runway and he can never, you know, so make a priority about the irresistible home. And you can study that from the scriptures, how marvelous. What was the home of Mary and Martha like in Lazarus? It was just irresistible to Christ. He wanted to come there. Think about why that was. Think about the Shunammite woman that had the prophet's chamber so that the prophets could come through. Think about in the scriptures the enticements of a home. Secondly, the priority of reverence. And again, Proverbs 31:12 says this, Ephesians 5:33, for a woman who believes her primary ministry is marriage, she'll not joke about her husband. Do you know how many times I'm taken back? I mean, I eat with groups of people all the time. I'm with people all of the time. I can't believe the jokes I hear women, words they say about their husbands. I know they're trying to get them to do something. You know what I mean? People say in jest what they can't say directly, and so they kind of put the sugar coating of a joke on it. And they say, yeah, boy, I wish he'd fix my house like he fixes theirs. Boy, you know, that was truth in a joke. But you know what? That goes against the priority God says of reverence. The godly woman won't constantly remind a man of his faults and mistakes and failures. Rather, she'll correct him only if it's absolutely necessary and will avoid the danger of doing that publicly. Why? Well, listen to what the Bible says, Proverbs 31:12. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Do you know what it's like in a public setting to hear a woman correct her husband? It's not very nice. It's cute, it's funny, everyone kind of chuckles, and no one knows what to say. You just kind of bring up something else. How about Ephesians 5:33? Let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Do we allow our children to get in the habit of making jokes about our errors in our life? No, no, we say, no, you can't do that. You don't respect and honor us when you do that. Well, that's caught more than it's taught, the priority of reverence.